The small, gray man had been watching all this on his view screens. He detested reporters, and this Roof Arsbacher had earned his particular dislike. The reporter's fangs were stained nearly black. There were blotches of some disease on his face, and one could almost smell his unwashed condition over the view screen. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you looked at it, his courier ship had come in just yesterday. It had brought lots of odds and ends, but among them was the clear-cut statement that the One had not been found. Along with that, there was a prize addition. The 100 million credits originally offered by the Hovin Interrelated Confederation of Systems had been doubled by the Bolbod Equality Empire. The small gray man did not know what was going on in other sectors, much less other universes, but he could suppose that the same mad scramble was in progress. The courier dispatch box contents, when viewed as a whole, said that these were indeed very strange and troublesome times, that a problem like this had not existed in any past history they were aware of. And there had been some hints about the vital necessity of his presence, where he could do some good, instead of out here sailing around a 12th-rate rim star's only planet. There was no direct criticism, of course. There were just hints, an undertone. But actually, it would not matter whether he were home or not. Unless some solution presented itself, the chaos that was going to ensue would be so vast that neither he nor others could hope to control it. He was going on, listening absently to this asinine reporter interview an asinine military mind, when his bridge buzzer sounded and his watch officer's face appeared on the screen.
"Your Excellency,"
said the watch officer,
"there is something going on down in that capital city area. The infrabeams are scrambling. We cannot tell what is happening. There are no clear pictures."
The interview cut off suddenly. Other commanders seemed to have noticed it. The Huckner commander appeared on the small gray man's screen.
"Your Excellency, I believe you said that was the central seat of government. We are getting pictures of massed troops and recordings of excessive heat. In your opinion, is this political?"
The small gray man looked at his own screens of the area. Bad as they had been before due to a local storm, they were incredibly bad now. One couldn't make out a thing. Some sort of interference was blasting them off the air. Wait! That jagged traveling line on the screen. A teleportation trace! Hastily, the small gray man thought of an answer.
"I believe,"
he said conservatively to the Huckner,
"that it is probably political in some connected way. All the information that..."
His screens almost caved in. There was a tremendous flare, then nothing. A squawk horn was going.
"Screen overload. Screen overload."
"Ah. Good heavens. You never got that, except in a major battle area." The small gray man rushed to his port, as he knew the commanders must be doing. He stared down. There was a babble of incredulity on the remaining voice channels from the other ships. The storm there had almost been exploded away. A fireball was climbing heavenward. Spreading, rolling masses of coiling smoke and flame were rising to incredible heights. Daylight was dimmed by the flash. It looked like the world had been torn apart.